Well, tonight we are going to the book of Luke chapter 17 for a few moments. We won't take long as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table. Let's have a look at one short miracle tonight from the Word of God. Luke chapter 17, thank you for turning with me there. We've been looking at the miracles of Christ on Sunday nights. Tonight we are going to look at a miracle with a lesson about thanksgiving. Luke chapter 17, let's read verses 11 to 19 tonight. Luke chapter number 17, notice with me in verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and that is the Lord Jesus. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face and his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's pray. Lord, as we look into your word this evening, Father, we ask that you would revive us again. May you help us, dear Lord, to be a thankful people. Lord, so often we forget about who you are in our lives because of what we see. Lord, help us to be like Moses of old that endured by seeing him who is invisible. Father, help us, we pray, to look into your eternal word this evening, that you may receive the greater thanks and glory of our lives, which you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we were to sum up the subject of this miracle this evening, it would be summed up by the word thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. In this wonderful miracle, we see that there were 10 healed, but one returned to give thanks. Let me assure you, if you're here tonight and if you've been struggling spiritually recently, if your joy has been stolen away by the things of the world, if you are not as close to the Lord as you should be, I dare say there's a great lack of thanksgiving going on in your life. You see, our thanksgiving to God is a crucial part of our fellowship with the Lord. And yet, isn't it true? So often we're so busy, we forget to give thanks to the Lord. So busy, we forget to stop and give him personal thanks. Sometimes we just say the common praise the Lord, and there's nothing wrong to acknowledge his praises, but so often we don't stop to give him the thanks that he deserves. And here in the book of Luke chapter 17, we see the account of the miraculous healing of the 10 lepers. And here in this miracle, we find some wonderful lessons about thanksgiving. First of all, notice with me the reason of our thanksgiving. The reason. Why should you and I give thanks unto the Lord? Well, friends, there is a wonderful reason. And the reason is found in the words of Scripture. Notice verse number 12. The Bible says, and he entered into a certain village. The Bible reminds us that the Lord Jesus Christ, on his way to Jerusalem, didn't just bypass the small villages in order to get to the capital city, did he? No, he took time. He took effort. He made the sacrifice to stop by and stop into the certain villages, the small villages, the places filled with needy people, the places filled with these lepers, if you will, that the Lord knew of, that needed to put their faith in the Lord. And what a wonderful reminder of the reason of our thanksgiving. Thank God that he is the one that came down to us. Amen. He is the one that left the glories of heaven and left the beauty of heaven and the joy of heaven to come down to this sin-cursed earth in order that he may die on an old rugged cross to pay for our sins. Friends, never forget, it's not you and I that came to the Lord, but he came down to us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's something to be thankful for, amen. Thank God he came to us. Now notice, not only did he come to us, but he also came to us in our wretchedness. You know, it's one thing to love someone who deserves to be loved, but it's another thing completely to love someone who does not deserve to be loved. It's one thing to love a family member or a friend, but it's another to love an enemy. You see, the Bible tells us here in this picture of these lepers being healed that these were no ordinary men in need. No, they were lepers. The Bible tells us that in biblical days that this disease had no human cure. Leprosy was a gruesome disease. Leprosy was an unsightly disease. Leprosy ultimately led to the inevitable consequence of death. There was no way out of it. Lepers couldn't do anything to stop it. Over time, their body would just waste away. Their condition would get worse and worse and worse until they were totally consumed by this disease. You see, there was a reason they stood afar off in verse number 12. Why? Because they were consumed with this wretched disease that would one day take their life. And as we've already seen in this series, a church family, leprosy is a picture of sin. Leprosy is a type of sin. You see, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we have this wretchedness within us called our sin, our sin nature, our sinful choices. The Bible says, in God's eyes, we are dead to Him in our sins and trespasses. And thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ made a way to come down to this wicked world in order to come to us, not only to come to us, but to come to us in our filthiness, in our wretchedness. How wretched are we? Well, Isaiah 64 puts it very plainly, that we are all as an unclean thing. Even our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. See, if you and I judge our good works by the way God sees it, we are in big trouble. The Bible tells us that our righteousnesses, those things that we think we do that are good, are as filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. Imagine the bandages that bandage up the decrepit wounds of a leper. Filled with disease, filled with vile fluid from a leprous wound. Imagine those filthy bandages being lifted up and God saying, this is what I think of your good works. You see, that's how wretched we are in the sight of God. How do we know? Because God says so. But then how much more greater is the love of God that He came to us in our wretchedness, in our rebellion, in our unbelief, in our rejection of Him. He came to us. And if you are saved this evening, He is the one that sought you out. He is the one that drew you unto Himself. And He is the one that brought you to salvation. Thank God for the Savior. Thank God for His work in our lives to bring us the gospel so that we may freely choose Jesus Christ to save us once and for all. You see, He reached down to us in our filthiness. And He reached down to us in His mercy, by His mercy. Look at verse 13. The Bible says, and they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You see, these lepers knew the one who could help them. These lepers knew that this was no ordinary man. No, He was the Master. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. He was the one who had the power to do the impossible in their lives. And they cried out to Him. And let me assure you, they were not left wanting. As we've seen throughout the miracles of Christ, there is not one that came to the Lord that left disappointed. There was not one that came to the Lord that was rejected. They cried out to Him. And the Lord said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they believed the word of the Lord and they got up and went, miraculously, they were healed. Christian, do you remember the day that you called out to the Lord? Amen. To call out for His mercies. To call out for His forgiveness, to call out to the wonderful gift of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, and claim the precious promise of the gift of eternal life. Do you remember that day? Are you thankful this evening? I dare say if we've never given thanks for our salvation to the Lord, then perhaps salvation is the issue. Perhaps we've never been saved. You see, if we claim to be a Christian today and we are not regularly giving thanks to the Lord and thanking Him for His mercies which are new to us every day, then there must be something missing. Maybe this evening you need to decide to turn to Jesus Christ as Savior, because there is a great reason for thanksgiving. And it is the Lord. It is His mercies. You see, He is the reason of thanksgiving, would you agree? He is the reason why we should give thanks to Him. Let me ask you, have you thanked Him recently for His presence in your life, for His love? These are some wonderful thoughts to encourage us this week to give thanks. Notice the responsibility of thanksgiving as we move forward. Verse 15, the Bible tells us that the nine went their way and one of them stayed back to thank the Lord. And notice what the Lord says in verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Notice the responsibility of thanksgiving. The Lord asked the question here, why? Because He expected the other 9 to likewise give thanks. Would you agree? You see, the Lord was saying to this one that stayed, where are the other 9? Why aren't they giving thanks? Why aren't they giving glory to God? You see, this miracle is a lesson in thanksgiving. And you see, very simply, the Lord expects us to give thanks. You see, if He has done something in our life, we need to be careful to praise Him and thank Him for it. Why? Because He is worthy of our glory and praise and honor. God is worthy. And we have a responsibility as God's people. You see, the Lord was displeased. The Lord was saddened when He asked this question. The Lord was disappointed that the ones whom He had loved couldn't do even that much to stop and thank Him for what He had done for them. Thanksgiving is expected by the Lord. It is our responsibility. Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23, the Bible says, His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And brethren, you know what that means for us this evening? That means every day we have something new to give thanks for. That means every day if we are looking unto Jesus, we have something to thank the Lord for. You see, there is much to praise God for, isn't there? There is much. The question is, are you and I more like the one or the 9? Are you and I more like the one who gives glory to God when He does something wonderful in our lives? Are we looking unto Jesus and seeing Him who is invisible? Or do we have our eyes fixed on the things of the world and ourselves? You see, we can be either one or the other. Do we take the Lord's mercies for granted? Or do we take time to pray and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies to me. You see, when you and I move on with life and we forget what the Lord has done, we lose that joy of thanksgiving, amen? When we forget what the Lord has done. And so very quickly, let's end with this response to thanksgiving. You see, the one that stayed shows us some wonderful examples of what is true thanksgiving to God. You see, there is one that stayed, and the Lord noted him, and the Lord was pleased. The Bible says, notice, the one that stayed, verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. Notice that his thanksgiving was immediate. It was straight away. Is that right? Just some simple lessons tonight. It was straight away. When he saw that he was healed, he didn't wait. He didn't delay. He didn't think about it for a while. And by the way, he didn't just say, praise the Lord to those around him and he went with them. No, he stopped and immediately he gave thanks to God. And you see, that is true thanksgiving, brethren. When you and I understand what the Lord has done for us and we are overwhelmed with His goodness, that's the time to give thanks. Don't get distracted when the Holy Spirit says, now's the time to pray. Now's the time to thank the Lord. Take that time to thank Him, Christian, immediately. That's the heart of gratitude. Notice it was not only immediate, it was personal. The Bible says in verse 15 that he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Verse 16 says that he fell at his feet, giving him thanks. You see, this one that stayed wasn't just casual about saying thank you to the Lord. Now, the Bible tells us he was personal. He was personal in his thanksgiving. He didn't just glorify anyone or anything. He didn't glorify himself. His rejoicing wasn't in his own blessing that he received. No, he glorified whom? God. He glorified God, the Bible says. He praised the Lord's name. He gave thanks to the Lord. And the Bible tells us that this is what true thanksgiving is. When we take time to stop and personally thank the Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying, praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with saying, glory to God. There's nothing wrong with saying, hallelujah, which means to praise the Lord. But there is something wrong if outside of those times, we don't stop and pray and thank the Lord personally. We don't stop to humble ourselves, if you will, and fall down on our face, fall down on our knees and pray and simply thank Him. You know, the Lord deserves our thanks. He does. And let me encourage you this evening to give thanks unto God. As we've shared some wonderful things that the Lord has done in our lives, friends, His mercies are new to us each day. The Bible says He daily loadeth us with benefits. If we'll simply stop to take time to spend with the Lord and allow Him to open up our eyes, we would have lots to thank Him for. Friend, when was the last time you thanked the Lord immediately, personally, and in humility? See, this man didn't take the Lord's blessings for granted. And I'm afraid so often you and I do take His blessings for granted. And I dare say all of us, would you agree? I don't look so discouraged. I dare say all of us, the Lord is speaking to us tonight about our thanksgiving. And if He's working in our hearts to show us the greatness of His love, that's a good thing. And we need to go into this week and say, Lord, I'm going to thank You this week. And the more we thank the Lord, the more we'll have to thank the Lord. That's how it works. For the just shall live by faith. We grow in our faith and then we see more of the Lord's blessings and our hearts are overwhelmed with thanksgiving. That's the reason why Paul and Silas prayed at midnight in the prison, as we heard last Sunday night. They knew that the Lord was a wonderful God. They had a relationship with the living God and they had much to thank Him for, despite their circumstances. You see, thanksgiving will enable us to have joy in difficult times. But to this leper, this one who was healed, what a wonderful example of genuine thanksgiving in his response. Well, what was the result? Verse number 19, the Lord said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Notice that the Lord was pleased. The Lord was pleased. The sacrifice of our lips, the thoughts and intents of our heart, if they are filled with thanksgiving, please the Lord. And what a wonderful, encouraging truth tonight. Friends, we have so many reasons to be thankful, but God expects it. God expects it. Let's be a thankful people. God blesses a thankful church. Amen. God blesses a thankful family. Let's encourage our children to give thanks to the Lord. Let's encourage our brethren to thank Him. Let me encourage you to stop this night before it ends to thank Him for what He has done.